This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. One of baseball's all-time greats, pitcher Roger Clemens, made a combative appearance on CBS's 60 Minutes last night, saying that he never used banned substances, steroids, and human growth hormone. Mr. Clemens' former personal trainer, that's Brian McNamee, made those allegations, which were in former Senator George Mitchell's report on steroids and baseball. Here's Roger Clemens speaking on 60 Minutes last night.
If he's putting that stuff in my body, if what he's saying, which is totally false, if he's doing that to me, I should have a third ear coming out of my forehead. I should be pulling tractors with my teeth.
That's Roger Clemens on 60 Minutes. Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, has followed Roger Clemens' career since he started in Boston. Dan Shaughnessy joins us now from Boston. Dan, welcome to the program. And here's Roger Clemens. I should have a third ear on my forehead. I should be pulling tractors with my teeth if I've been taking all this stuff. Do you believe him?
It's hard to believe him. I want to believe him, but we've seen so many people have to defend themselves to these accusations, in whether it's bicycling or track and field or baseball. Invariably, they come up guilty, and if this is untrue, it's wildly unfair to him because his reputation has been trashed. But I thought that I didn't really see anything last night that helped me believe him.
Well, what is it that he said last night that left you saying, that doesn't ring true to me?
Well, you know, I thought that I was surprised Mike Wallace didn't press him on a couple things. You know, one was the Andy Pettit answer. You know, Clemens' teammate and friend was the subject of other charges in the Mitchell report, and Andy Pettit came out and said they were true. So Brian McNamee told the truth about Andy Pettit, and Mike Wallace did ask Roger why he would tell the truth about Pettit, not about himself, and Roger said, well, that's a separate case. Well, it is, but it's really related here, and it doesn't make sense to me that the individual would tell a lie about Clemens and then tell the truth about Andy Pettit. So that's a problem for me. And then when Roger explained that McNamee is lying to stay out of jail, it's actually the opposite. If you look at the agreement he cut with the feds, the only thing that'll put him in jail is lying.
When you see a statement like that, though, I mean, Roger Clemens, I have to say he looked believable to me. This sounded like a guy who was defending himself, blankly denying these allegations that had been raised against him.
Well, clearly, and you're going to see more of that. He's got a press conference in Houston this afternoon. The suit's filed against McNamee. And if we're all, I suppose, blessed, whatever you want to call it, on January 16th, he's going to appear before Congress. Clearly, he's made this strategy with his attorneys to go on the offensive here. I think that he basically dared Congress into calling him before Congress, and he's got to stick with this story now. And if it's the true story, then a person like myself, we look bad for not believing him. But I'll tell you, the history and some of the inconsistencies here make it difficult to believe him as much as I'd like to.
When you read his name, did he seem like, oh, yeah, that explains the way Roger looked, the way he performed, the kind of person that he was?
You know, Roger's a great performer and a very hard worker. He had a terrific career in Boston. He won 192 games here, became a big winner in three other cities. That never surprised me. You don't know who's on the level, who's not. This now goes down as the steroid era. Some got caught, some didn't. There's a possibility that, in this case, Clemens got caught, other guys didn't. That's unfair. But he certainly was great on his own without this before he went off to Toronto and became great again.
Boston Globe sports columnist Dan Shaughnessy. He's also the author of Senior Year, A Father, A Son, and High School Baseball. Dan, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.